Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2.
Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below.
And now on with the memes. Number one of all the mass boomstick users that ended four more people, trans and non-binary individuals the most responsible. But I check Grok and that's not very accurate. Although we do often hear the trans people become violent all the time these days, especially with the one in Canada recently. But it's generally white folks that are the most prolific ones. But when it comes to taking out one or two people at a time, it's usually black people doing it in places like Chicago. Moving on, this guy is the Crypto King. He sold his Bitcoin at $126,000 and then took his beautiful wife to Paris. We aren't laughing at him anymore, are we now, gentlemen? LOL. With all that money, maybe he can buy her some Ozempic plastic surgery and a whole new body. He dumped Bitcoin at the top, and this is moments before he dumped his goblina into the Seine. I hate to think about what their children would end up looking like. This just proves that love is blind. Number three, what's going on with tech-based employment collapsing? Is it AI taking jobs or do companies overhire during the pandemic and are now shedding positions? Maybe they're shipping out all their jobs to Bangalore instead of hiring Americans. But this is a nothing burger because job postings have fallen from 675,000 down to 645,000. This is probably just fun trying to crash the markets. The markets don't need that. They'll crash or more likely correct all on their own. Up next, black women are deleted 6 times more often than white women over the last 20 years in the United States. Gee, I wonder who's ending them. It must be all those toxic white males doing it. The statistics are pretty clear, though, that black women are not only more dangerous than white women, but they're also more dangerous than white men. Although it's remarkable how agreeable black women become when they date white dudes and start swirling. They change for high-status men that will give them lighter babies. Number 15, the UK lets men go free because they're afraid of being racist, even though he's Britain's worst fare dodger and owed £48,000. So stunning and brave setting him free. This'll just make other people follow in his footsteps and start dodging fares too. He probably figured out that trains are already going in that direction, so why not go for a ride? If only there was a free train ride back to his ancestral homeland. Moving on, this woman deserves to win the Darwin Award for this year, as she ate a toxic devil crab for social media clout. She went from being a foodie to being a deadie. Why did she eat it when it's known that if you cook it, it's still lethal to ingest? It's got the same poison as the famous pufferfish that blows up to the size of a balloon with poisonous spikes. At least she got 1 million clicks, so it must have been worth it. Number 7, is this outfit appropriate for a teacher? Yes, if she's trying to pick up her students. They used to call them predators, and today they call the students they sleep with lucky. Here's one more of her happy customers. Where were all the teachers that looked like this while I was growing up? Women will say they have the right to wear whatever they want. They're just dressing like this to signal their sexual availability. That's it. Up next, remember guys, invading your space isn't friendly. It's harassment. Yes, guys, we have to do something about the epidemic of white males harassing black females. Finally, somebody's going to do something about this. Maybe the people making this graphic should have looked at this instead of contrasting the difference between white women being rape victims of black men versus black women being victims of rape by white men. What's wrong with white dudes? Aren't they attracted to black women? Or is it just Bill Burr and Robert De Niro? Number 9, here's Doug Ford, the so-called conservative leader of the Canadian province of Ontario. And he spends nearly $500 million a year pushing DEI and race ideology in schools. This is Rob Ford's brother. His brother Rob is now dead. But Dougie boy here looks like he's been infected with the woke mind virus. The spending on those stupid programs will continue until the people with money and businesses leave and the province goes bust. Moving on, meet Erin. She says she's a lot, but that she's worth it. She's wife material if you're husband material. And of course, she goes hiking a lot. You can definitely see that from how healthy she looks. The nerve of women these days thinking they can have the best men when they aren't even the best women. What's with American women being fat and not ashamed about it? If she's this big at 27, imagine her at 37 with two kids. She's hot and she's trying to cool off in that waterfall. Number 11, here's a picture of the trans person in Canada that ended a whole bunch of kids in a school before ending himself as well. Actually, this pose does him justice and this isn't actually him. This is what he really looks like. If only there were some warning signs, a whole bunch of lives could have been saved. In the past, we used to lock people up like this in asylums and for good reason. The real question is, how did he get boomsticks in Canada when they're so heavily regulated? Up next, here's an article talking about how truck drivers from India are killing hundreds of Canadians each year. Many are bribing their way through truck driving schools and shouldn't be on the roads at all. Yet the economy needs them to keep things moving. Literally. Self-driving cars and trucks can't come soon enough. The Canadian government is also probably upset because they want to corner the market for ending Canadians using MAID. And they didn't expect Jeets to give them a run for their money. Number 13, what does this say about Indian women when they voted for this man, the most handsome man in India? Maybe he is handsome when he's not smiling. If you think this is something, then just wait until they show us the Indian version of Diddy. Also, some people say this is a conspiracy theory, but this is probably just Justin Bieber after he fell asleep in a tanning bed. But apparently this is fake news and it's circulating as racist propaganda. How is this even racist? This man is absolutely hot. Moving on, remember guys, civilization is coming to an end quickly. By 2030, almost half of women under 40 will be childless. At 40, if they haven't had any kids, then their chances of having them fall down to only 7%. Also remember that if you date and marry a woman over the age of 30, there's a 50% chance that you will both still end up becoming genetic dead ends. Most women only have kids after the age of 30 because they either have baby rabies or so they can tie some man down so he won't leave. Number 15, South Africans are poorer than they were in 2007. And you just know they're going to find a way to blame apartheid for that even though they lived better under apartheid than they do today. Well, the average black person anyway. The members of the ANC or African National Congress, many of them are living like kings. And just like all good communists, they don't care about their own people but just about filling their pockets. Up next, why does this happen? Because men don't care about women's art or music. They just care about if women are hot or not. I see this with female musicians as they get older. In their early 20s, they get tens of millions or hundreds of millions of views on their music videos. But in their 30s, as their music gets better, they lose 99% of their views from horny Indians. And the craziest part is this meme was created using AI. Soon even the hot women won't be getting any attention online anymore. Number 17, and speaking of online attention seeking, it's out of this world with this one. A woman who married a rag doll now announces her fourth kid, also rag doll. That kid looks like he's going to be teased in imaginary schools because he or she is sporting a unibrow. Kinda reminds me of a rag doll version of Luigi Mangione. People like her are going crazy for attention and are just being exploited by so-called journalists instead of being put into straitjackets. Moving on, nothing's been confirmed yet, but there's talk about Kim Jong-un choosing his 13-year-old daughter as a successor and next leader of North Korea. It would make sense as women are natural-born communists. Wouldn't it be funny if North Korea had a female leader before the United States? Maybe to celebrate this, liberal women from America should all move to North Korea, where they'll finally have their real equal rights. And probably equal lefts, too. Most women would imagine that just because she's female, things would be better in North Korea. Number 19, don't you just wonder what this means? I certainly don't. The SAT scores are rising, but the number of black students taking the test is dropping. The DEI statisticians want us all to believe that human beings are just blank slates, regardless of our race and DNA. Of course, blacks don't need to take SATs. All they need to do to get accepted to any college of their choosing is to check off the African American box on the application. Up next, casino staff in China caught a woman using high-tech contact lenses to win $2.4 million. I wonder how much money her or the creators of this technology made before they were eventually caught. She's probably going to get the death penalty now. We should all thank her for this because you'll have to get your eye scanned whenever you enter the casino now. Much the same way you have to take your shoes off to get on a plane. The house always wins. Unless you try and outsmart it and then you lose twice. Number 21, Bloomberg Business is complaining because Americans aren't making babies. And that's bad for the economy. The total fertility rate is 1.65, which is below the 2.1 required for replacement. But America's still doing better than Europe, the Commonwealth, as well as East Asia. If the powers that don't want us to be want us to reproduce, then they need to make it as easy as ordering a pizza. Flip through a bunch of women for genetic material, put it in an artificial womb with our junk, and then have an android nanny spend 80 to 90% of the time raising the kids. That's what saves the human race and keeps the economy from completely collapsing. Moving on, first, California decided that it was going to start paying black reparations for slavery. And now a city in Illinois handed out 25 grand to 44 black folks. Eventually, so many people will leave the states paying out those reparations that they'll go bankrupt. I'm also not sure if it's 25 grand per person or 25 grand total. Remember what happened when Germany was forced to pay reparations to the UK and France after losing WW1? Remember the mustache villain that showed up because of that? Number 23, this woman was left looking like an alien creature after a severe reaction to her COVID vaccine. And I'm sure that even though she looks like a lobster, she's still not hurting for male attention. From what I've heard, the skin reacts like that to spike proteins. I'm considering getting the Russian anti-cancer jab at some point, which programs your immune system to attack cancer cells. As for the Western COVID jab, I didn't get one and I never will. Up next, Chris here says, here's the reason she's going to be all disrespectful and keep her shoes on in your shoeless home. She's insinuating that the person's home she's going in, the floors are dirtier than her shoes. This is just one of the most elaborate rituals to explain why someone is too lazy to take off their Converse runners. It's mostly an American thing for some reason. In much of Europe and East Asia, hell, even in Canada, it's customary to take your shoes off when you come into a house. Number 25 and the last one, would you be interested in Pearl Davis now that she looks like this? She's definitely gone better looking after losing weight. She could give some men tall Viking babies as well because she's 6 feet tall. But you better be careful because she's probably stronger than you and can also deadlift 300 pounds. Even I couldn't lift that much back in my prime. I'm also not going to lie, this is the best picture I've seen of her, and she's going to use it as her profile pic. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoyed this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.